The House of Commons Health Committee wants a database set up to monitor sterilization procedures across the country. The committee says it is deeply disturbed by ongoing reports of coerced or forced sterilization of Indigenous women. It's also recommending the government invite national Indigenous women's organizations to participate in all meetings on the subject. At hearings this spring, committee chair and Liberal MP Bill Casey says the committee heard the forced or coerced sterilization of Indigenous women continues today, but the full extent of it remains unknown. A sixth suspect has been arrested in connection with a January shooting incident on the Lac La Ronge Indian Band. Police say 29-year-old Riley LaRivière from Pinehouse was arrested in Saskatoon on Monday. He was charged by La Ronge RCMP last month, accused of participating in the shooting. The charges against him include reckless discharge of a firearm and participation in a criminal organization. In January, shots were fired into a home, and one bullet penetrated a wall, injuring a young child inside. Saskatoon police are asking for the public's help to piece together the hours between a man being discharged from the hospital and police finding him dead in his apartment. Police say Richard Furnock had a heart condition and was suffering chest pains when visiting friends last Thursday night. The 68-year-old was taken by ambulance to St. Paul's Hospital and was treated, but asked to be released early Friday morning. Police say they went to Furnock's apartment on Saturday afternoon after they received a call to check on a residence, and they found him there dead. An autopsy yesterday ruled Furnock's death as a homicide, but police have not released the cause of death. A new summer program put on by the Regina Open Door Society is educating young newcomers about Indigenous culture. Reconciliation Through Education runs until August 17th. Caseworker Megan Brooks says the course includes a talking circle about residential schools.
The intention was for the kids to really see the connection between colonization in each of our countries, because colonization has impacted the globe. And so kids were able to see that, you know, what happened here was a little bit different from my story, but I can relate in that shared empathy and shared case of humanity. And that's what we're trying to grow in this program.
Brooks says Reconciliation Through Education was developed for teens by Archie Weenie from the Sweetgrass First Nation. Saskatchewan Air Ambulance Service celebrated a first over the weekend when an all-female crew took to the skies. The two pilots and two medical team members flew to Buffalo Narrows on Friday to pick up a patient and then transported him to Saskatoon. The four say they didn't realize they would be flying together until they checked their schedules. Tamara Kulik and Kathy St. Andre are the only female pilots out of 25 with Saskatchewan Air Ambulance, which is also known as Lifeguard. The organization completes about 1,500 flights a year. Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale has sidestepped a question about whether the Trudeau government will enact a ban on assault-style weapons. The question followed the recent mass shootings in the U.S. and another weekend of gun violence in Toronto. The Regina MP was asked if Canada would copy New Zealand with a ban on certain weapons.
We are examining our own circumstances. We're observing, obviously, what other countries have done or not done. We are taking our own Canadian decisions, and we're doing so, obviously, on the eve of a very important democratic decision that Canadians will have to take.
Goodale was referring to the October 21st federal election. The Silcoteen Nation in B.C. has declared a state of local emergency. The move was made in response to the continuing crisis at the Big Bar Slide along the Fraser River. Band officials say the rock slide area poses an immediate threat to Chinook and sockeye fisheries, one of the Silcoteen people's primary food source. Grand Chief Ed John of the First Nations Summit describes it as an emergency affecting Indigenous and non-Indigenous people and the salmon as a species. The chief says time is a critical factor in trying to find a way to clear the blocked waterway. The Quebec town of Oka is calling on the federal government to impose a moratorium on the proposed transfer of lands to the neighboring community of Gonesitagi. Town Council is calling on Ottawa to hold consultations that would take into account the concerns of Oka residents. The mayor also says an RCMP presence is needed to restore law and order. A local developer has proposed returning privately held lands to the adjacent Mohawk community, located about 50 kilometers west of Montreal. The mayor says Oka wants to live in harmony with the neighboring Mohawk community, saying strong ties between the two have developed over 300 years of history. The man convicted of killing a Winnipeg bus driver in what a judge described as a brutal stabbing will not be eligible for parole for 12 years.
Chief Justice Glenn Joyelle said Brian Thomas was explosive and enraged when he stabbed the bus driver in February 2017. A jury found the 24-year-old guilty of second-degree murder and the death of Irvine Jubal Frazier. It carries an automatic life sentence. Joyelle said in this case, Frazier went outside his role as a transit employee when he got physical with Thomas. Security camera video shown during the trial showed Frazier telling Thomas to leave the bus before the driver grabbed the man by his sweater and shoved him off. Frazier's family were angry in the hallway of the courthouse, saying he was just doing his job. Kelly Malone, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.